If it's good enough for the president, it might be good enough for you to visit. Our Midwest Travel Series continues today. We'll take a closer look at the Hyde Park neighborhood in Chicago. Mary Galligan has written an article for Illinois Times. Mary, you're talking about an area of Chicago that a lot of people may have been to and may not even realize they're in it.
Yeah, I think you're right, Sean. Hyde Park and adjacent areas is one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city, but many people from out of town don't really venture down there unless they're going to the Museum of Science and Industry, which is located in the park, in Hyde Park, right at 57th Street and Lakeshore Drive. And often, and I count myself among those when I live downstate, that's where I would go and then go right back downtown. But there's quite a lot more that the neighborhood has to offer, both in history and just wonderful museums and other places to visit.
And I think of it more residential, I guess, but you're right, there's a lot more to see there. Give us an idea of some of the things maybe a visitor could do.
Yeah, well, among the best attractions, I think, are Robie House. It's a house that Frank Lloyd Wright designed back in 1908, and they finished it in 1910. It's open to the public for tours, and it's one of the best examples of his prairie-style architecture. It's just a beautiful place. It's still being restored, but it's been brought up to a level that is really beautiful at this point.
And also, I mentioned at the start there, President Obama has a home in the Hyde Park neighborhood, and a lot of other locations are tied to the Obamas.
Yes. President Obama's, they still maintain their house in Hyde Park. You can't really drive by it because it's streets closed off by police and security. But you can get a sense of their neighborhood by driving or walking around. And two sites right now are really in the news here in Chicago. Two historic parks, Jackson Park, which is just south of the Museum of Science and Industry and is, also goes along the lakefront, and then Washington Park, which is west of the University of Chicago campus. Each park is part of a bid from the University of Chicago to host the Obama Library, and there's some contention among landmark preservationists and park groups here in Chicago that don't want park land to be used even for President Obama's library.
Along with what we've talked about already, you have good access to Lake Michigan there. I mean, some very scenic locations as well in Hyde Park.
Yes, it's got a beautiful lakefront area. In fact, from that part of the lakefront on the southwest shores of Lake Michigan, you get one of the best views of the city's skyline and the beauty of the lake. And there's a lovely bike path, walking path that goes along the lake shore there. There's a place at 55th Street called Promontory Point, which is juts out into the lake, and there's Field House there that is a really popular place for weddings and other parties. In fact, that's where George Lucas and his wife got married. So it's on the list of places to try to see if you're down there.
And before I let you go, maybe some other things that you think people ought to know about.
Yes, well, one of the major institutions in Hyde Park is the University of Chicago, which is involved with the Obama Library bids. But right on campus are some beautiful architecture, including the Rockefeller Chapel, which you can go into just about any day and hear their lovely organ music. The Oriental Institute, which has wonderful treasures from the East, like Iran and Iraq and Assyria from the past. The Smart Museum of Art has wonderful collection of art, including Degas, Picasso's, Henri Matisse. And both those museums are free, so even if you have a short visit, you can bop into those two museums and get a taste of culture. And then if you are staying around that area, there are some hotels down there.
Mary Galligan is a Midwest travel writer. She's written an article for the Illinois Times on the Hyde Park neighborhood in Chicago.